Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute. Do you want to build the business of your dreams without squandering time and money, stumbling around to find the right path, or making unnecessary mistakes? The market is ready and waiting for you, but that doesn't mean it's gotten any easier. Digital Commerce Institute is here to change that. Go to digitalcommerce.com and get the training, education, and community you need to start building your digital business the right way. That's digitalcommerce.com.
This is Rainmaker.fm, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com. Welcome to the Digital CMO Podcast here on the Rainmaker.fm network. I'm your host, Mike Oren, and we are back this week with a couple segments. A little bit later in the show, we are going to speak with Will Frank of IC Summits, who has put together some pretty interesting conferences for brand marketers and digital marketers that are going to be happening over the course of this year. We're going to talk a little bit about those. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about the show itself. We've been getting really great feedback, lots of folks listening. The downloads have been great, especially since we've been on iTunes. And we took a little break to tighten up some things. The feedback that we'd gotten from y'all listening was that you love the content, you love the interviews, but that maybe the sound was not everything you'd hoped it would be. That's largely driven by the fact that my company, Speakeasy, is located in a basement office that looks a lot like a speakeasy and echoes like a massive cave. So we had gone through some real gyrations to try and do the show there, and we have now moved to nicer quarters. And so most weeks we will be broadcasting from the studio of the Dallas Morning News, which is our parent company or one of our parent companies. And that'll get to the next topic I'm going to discuss a little bit. So now recorded at the Dallas Morning News studio and hopefully with a lot better sound for your ears so that as you are driving down the road or getting in your morning jog, hopefully it'll be a little gentler and happier sound for you. The other piece of feedback that we've gotten that I'm going to go ahead and tackle this week is I think a lot of new listeners to the show have been lured in with the content and the great interviews that we've had, but don't know anything really about me or where I'm coming from or this mysterious speakeasy company that I mention periodically. So while we're not going to be doing a commercial, I do want to kind of explain a little bit about where I'm coming from and how we came to this show. Those of you who read CopyBlogger may have seen my intro post, but really the genesis of this podcast came back during Content Marketing World this year, and I was out having some drinks with Brian Clark and talking a bit about Rainmaker and how I thought it had a tremendous wealth of content for entrepreneurs, for solopreneurs, for niche marketers, and a lot of very tactical stuff, but that maybe there was a gap for some content that would be relevant to senior brand marketers. The digital CMOs, if you will. So out of that nugget came the show. You know, it was also for me that's really who I deal with in my day job. I run Speakeasy, which is a content marketing and social media digital promotions agency. We're based in Dallas, Texas, but have clients pretty well all over the country. I'd say about half of our clients are national and about half of them are regional to the Southwest area. And we're a little bit of an unusual partnership. We're a joint venture between Slingshot, which is one of the bigger independent agencies in the Southwest, And the Dallas Morning News. The Dallas Morning News does a lot of our biz dev work. They're also a client. And Slingshot, you know, really provides our back office and our CFO and really how to run an agency. Our agency is mostly made up of folks who've been client side senior marketers or people from the publishing world, since we focus on content marketing. So we needed that backup in order to be able to learn how to run an agency. So we've been around since 2012. My background before that, immediately before, I was a consultant primarily to media companies, helping them with digital publishing and monetizing digital assets. Before that, I started one of the first of the so-called hyper-local publications online that was a big wave in the early 2000s. We preferred to call ourselves Pan Local, but I built that. It was really the largest pure play local digital site anywhere in the country. We wound up selling it to a TV group out of Seattle, having it flipped to a radio group, and then sometime later, after I'd left, the Dallas Morning News bought it and now uses that engine to power its entertainment site. Prior to that, I've actually got B2B background. I ran Texas Lawyer, which was part of American Lawyer Media, for several years. And the early part of my career was in the magazine business, regional magazines. I was everything from production director to associate editor up to general manager at D Magazine here in Dallas, which is a city and regional magazine. You know, folks in other markets, it'd be like your Los Angeles magazine, your New York magazine. Here it's called D. So that's my background. And really what I wanted to do was have a show where the types of marketers that I talk to every day, whether they're clients or other folks that we meet out in the community, can share and talk about issues that I don't think get discussed a lot. I think corporate marketers, are so busy that they don't get time to sit down and reflect and discuss the playbook and think about trends outside of maybe the own echo chamber of what they're reading. And obviously, particularly with bigger companies, you know, you've got some restrictions on what you can do and say. So, you know, our job here on the show is going to be to demystify that and to make it a place where corporate marketers across all industries can come together and really have an open conversation, an open dialogue. We are about a half dozen episodes in at this point, kind of highlights up to now. You know, we started off first episode with my friend Vishal Khanna, who was Content Marketer of the Year, since I saw him at Content Marketing World when I talked to Brian about the show immediately, originally. That made a lot of sense. We've had my friend Peter Krasilovsky, who was on to talk about trends to look for this year. He's a really noted pundit in the local space. Probably, you know, there's a two-way tie so far for the most popular episode. We had Vinnie Minchillo, a pal of mine, on who has run presidential and congressional campaigns, and we got really deep on not just the 2016 election, but how that's going to impact brands, and particularly in terms of ad buys and creative and where the psyche of your customers are going to be. The other one I think that really has rocketed is my old pal, Hugh McLeod of Gaping Void. If you know Hugh, you're already scrambling to go listen to that episode. If you don't, he is a culture change agent who does a lot of that work via art. My walls in my office are pretty much adorned with pieces of art that he's done. And he's always fascinating in terms of some contrarian thinking about what's going on in the marketplace. And, you know, the other really great episode we did, the last one we did was actually recorded live in L.A. We were there for a film premiere, and we had Peter von Steenberg of ICM Partners, so coming from the agent side, and Crystal Oren, who, yes, is also my wife, from Wellgo USA, talking about the distribution and marketing side of film business. And one thing to be clear as you're going through and looking at our episodes, just because something is not in your industry niche does not mean it won't be relevant to you. One of the things we're doing every episode is to try and really bring it back to how other brands can take advantage of that. So, you know, for instance, the Hollywood episode, you don't have to be in the film biz to get that. If you're in any kind of content business or business that's being disrupted by digital, or business where you've got a panoply of brands to market. So even if you're like a Procter & Gamble, where you're as much marketing the individual brands, there's some analogs to be drawn between individual brands for a P&G and individual films for a distributor. So I really encourage you to dig into this back library of episodes we've got so far. You can find them on the Rainmaker.fm site under the Digital CMO podcast. We are also now on iTunes. It took a few weeks because I guess Apple got backed up over the holidays, but we are there now. And we'll be here every week, always talking to either a senior marketer or somebody who's got something that senior marketers need to know about. We're going to be doing most of these interviews each week as we go. However, there are going to be some times where we get a bunch of them at one time, when we can get a bunch of CMOs gathered together. And our next segment, we'll talk about the first one of those. We're going to be at the Texas Marketing Summit put on by IC Summits coming up in April, and going to be interviewing a lot of CMOs from mostly national companies that are based in Texas, but also some regional companies and really around a lot of different disciplines. There's travel, there's sports marketing, there's packaged goods, there's hospitality, lots and lots of good insight to come there. So when we come back from the break, I will be back with Will Frank of IC Summits here on the Digital CMO Podcast. The Digital CMO Podcast is brought to you by Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing and sales podcast network. Find more great shows and education at rainmaker.fm. Welcome back to the Digital CMO Podcast. I am your host, Mike Oren, and I am here with Will Frank of IC Summits. I've gotten to know Will over the past year as he is prepping for a series of marketing summits targeted at senior marketers. And so we wanted to find out a little bit more about those today, since that is our audience. Welcome, Will.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Great, great. So kind of give us the elevator speech. What exactly are the IC summits about? I know we're involved in the Texas Marketing Summit, but you're doing it in other states. Tell us a little bit about what this is and how it came about.
Absolutely. So IC Summits was really founded to work directly with senior marketers to build conferences that would be a real resource to senior strategists working, you know, across industries, whether they are, you know, brands in the SME category, you know, Fortune 200 corporations, pro sports, nonprofits, higher ed, even public agencies. You know, we sort of kind of observed that there's a lot to be shared in the marketing space between industries and between even individual companies, but not necessarily a very, very strong forum for marketers themselves to share ideas and to troubleshoot through everything from, you know, paradigm and cultural issues to new tech. And so we thought it would be interesting to speak to marketers directly and sort of invite them to craft a program that could be helpful to their own campaigns. And that was the genesis of these conferences. We liked the idea of doing something local. So each of the five conferences, we run five conferences across the states, one in Texas, one in Colorado, Minnesota, Florida, and Pennsylvania. Each of them has an in-state focus. So there are local brands co-located in each of these sort of major economies. And we wanted to do something where the brands themselves could pick the topics, curate their own content, but also just determine, you know, the structure of the meeting. So, you know, everyone has been to, whether you're a B2C or B2B person, you know, working for any sort of brand, you've probably been to some commercial or industry trade show where there's a great deal of flair and fluff, and there are exhibits everywhere, and lots of product pitches, and oceans of vendors. And there's certainly, you know, a role to be played by those types of programs. But we wanted to do something that, you know, the brands would find perennial value in. And that's really how we got started. And what's been especially exciting for us is just the support, not just from you know, you guys and the team at Speakeasy and other agencies, but also, you know, especially the brands themselves, who've been, you know, tremendously generous with their time and ideas to make these things to make these things really happen.
Yeah, and I should probably say for purposes of fair disclosure that my company, Speakeasy, is one of the sponsors of the Texas Marketing Summit that you're doing, which I think is the first one of the series, right?
Correct. It is now actually, yeah, it's the very first, and it is sold out, been sold out for a couple months now.
Yeah, so, and I'll tell you, and our listeners probably know that I'm a perennial skeptic on these kind of things, and when I first heard from these guys at IC Summits, I was really skeptical, and these are the kind of things that I generally pass by. But then really what hooked me was when I saw the agenda that you'd built in terms of the quality of the senior marketers who were on the agenda. And, you know, just looking quickly at the latest draft, you know, you've got a vice chancellor of the University of Texas, the CMO of the Houston Conventioners and Visitors Bureau, the senior director of marketing at Southwest Airlines. I mean, it was a pretty remarkable group that, you know, I knew from my perspective we wanted to be in front of. I'm curious, though, how did you gather this group of marketers as a first-time conference and coming in from out of the market? That was something that was surprising to me, and I'm sure our listeners will be curious as to how you did that.
It's definitely a question we get a lot. You know, it sounds crazy, but we actually just approached them. And just simply approached them and asked for a quick conversation about this so-called radical idea of marketers determining the content for their own program. And we were very pleased to find that, you know, you mentioned them among the first people we talked to, UT, Southwest Airlines, Houston CVB, you know, they were very glad and very excited to talk through actual ideas and actual challenges that either their brands or that, you know, many different players in the community had been experiencing. And so for us, we actually kind of, the word of mouth started actually outrunning us. and before we knew it, people were coming out of the woodwork from every conceivable kind of company, from like nascent fast food branches, you know, based only in Austin, to, you know, nationwide liquor brands like Tito's, to pro sports clubs, to, you know, energy mega giants like ExxonMobil and Shell. I think the difference is when you invite people to be the owners of a project like this, because we've all been to conferences and they are time consuming. They are often stressful, and you and many others are quite right to be skeptical of many of them. I think the ownership over the structure and the content is really what makes the difference. I think that's what, you know, what changes it from being something where you're just going to be sold to other attendees, and something that, you know, you can, where you can find good ideas, make meaningful connections, and improve your work.
Yeah, and I think another thing that you did that I don't know if it was intentionally strategic, but I suspect it was, is when you look at the markets that you guys have chosen to do these conferences in, it's not New York and LA. It's not the kind of 2-3 major cities where these kind of things typically go down. And I think that there's probably a hunger in the marketplace for instance, I hear a lot from Texas marketers that, you know, they get to meet and interact with other, say, Fortune 500s from all over the country, but they don't know the people who are down the street from them.
And so
tell me a little about what cities are you in, and how did you pick those cities?
Sure. No, that's a good point. Well, we actually started by, we wanted to pick cities that had really wonderful, thriving, diverse brand ecosystems, if you will. But we also wanted to avoid you know, the major ad towns. So we wanted to avoid New York, Chicago, LA, San Francisco. Not because these cities don't themselves host tremendous brand communities, simply that, you know, we didn't want to be just another voice in an oversaturated space. And I think we also wanted to avoid only catering, like you said, to those Fortune 500 major brand names. And those are national epicenters of the marketing community, right? You can see the same CMOs in Chicago and LA and New York and Austin. We wanted to do something local, but in cities that were, I don't want to say off the beaten path, because these are big cities. So to take a step back, the cities where we work are Houston in Texas, Denver in Colorado, Minneapolis in Minnesota, Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, and Miami in Florida. Now these are big, these are terrific cities full of, with fascinating companies and NGOs, and excellent agency partners. But we wanted to do something that would allow, you know, a Fortune 200 corporation to learn something from a startup, to learn something from a university. And I think your point is quite astute. I think that's right. I think it is sometimes difficult for marketers just down the road from one another to share good ideas. They may have an identical problem, or be sort of grappling with an identical challenge. And often the only resource available to them would be these large national conferences with thousands and thousands of people and a handful of celebrity CMOs. We wanted to do something where people could actually converse with one another meaningfully. So that translates to the size. Each of these meetings top out at maybe 300 people tops, 350 if we expand the capacity. I mean, as you guys know, with Texas, it's quite a large space and it's grown quite aggressively. But we're seeing similar turnout in other cities, regardless of their relative size. I think, you know, if there's a city where, you know, even if it's a profitable opportunity for us, we're probably not going to go unless we're pretty certain we can make a meaningful contribution to the dialogue between those brands. That's really what we're here to do.
You know, you said that the content and the idea of what's going on at the conference really came out of the group of senior marketers. What are some of the things that are on their minds that are going to be kind of if you could presage the themes in terms of what's going to be discussed and what people are going to want to be talking about, what are you seeing?
Absolutely. First off, the conversation around content especially is huge. I think, you know, there are so many different media available to brands, and so many different cultures that can be expressed through those media. Figuring out how to create meaningful content and how to distribute it effectively is you know, something that is perennially changing and evolving. I think optimizing customer experience is another tremendous one. How do you effectively engage with a customer base, share a meaningful connection with them, and sustain that for the long run, whether you are a B2B operation or a B2C brand. I think this also, of course, the question of branding. Simply slapping a logo on, you know, some form of collateral isn't meaningful necessarily. I mean, it's meaningful, I suppose, but it's limited. How do you create a culture, you know, in essence, behind a product or service that becomes relatable, that becomes integral to your customer's life? And how do you incorporate it back into creating a brand that becomes a part of people's lives? That conversation around branding, I think, is quite fundamental as well. Lastly, I think it's a bit of a cliche, and we try to avoid, like, jargon-charged sessions, but there are tremendous questions around data and information. And I think this is one space where the technological paradigm is moving so quickly that marketers have tremendous range to improvise and to experiment. And how do we distinguish in the age of excessive information the meaningful from the superfluous? You know, so I'd say, and of course, there's plenty of bleed between these themes, but these are just some of the topics that, you know, the brands mentioned to us directly that they wanted to see discussed. And these are all quite full at this point to for some new ideas. I think it's going to be pretty exciting to see what people come up with.
Yeah, yeah, and these definitely jive with the themes that I hear from marketers that we're talking to regularly. So you're telling us Texas is sold out. That one is done. For the other markets, if you're interested, how do you get involved? How do you attend?
Definitely. So for us, I should say that Texas is sold out to vendors. For agencies and other marketing solutions providers, unfortunately, guys, we're booked. But for brand marketers, we still have some capacity.
Okay.
Now, the way to do that across the board is to simply get in touch with us by email. And I'm happy to share, our coordinates. Across the board, there are a few different ways to get involved in our conferences. In every program, brands can attend for free. Provided that there are senior specialists, we want to be as inclusive of the community as possible wherever we're working, in-state specifically. For agencies and other vendors, we do sell tickets to simply attend. We do have a limited number of sponsorships available at each of the programs where, a vendor or an agency has experts who can weigh in on a panel or can provide some helpful material on site. Again, it's content oriented. Those are generally the ways to get involved. We have portals through each event on our website at icsummits.com, or you can contact us at info@icsummits.com, and we'll be happy to help out.
Great, and we'll have all the coordinates also on the page for the podcast when this publishes. And then another extra we're going to be doing here at the Digital CMO is, since I was going to be there anyway, I'm going to set up and interview a goodly number, I think, of the marketers who are there, and try and get a couple episodes ahead on the podcast. So, listeners, if you're in Texas, should definitely attend. And if you are out of Texas, we'll get to hear from some of these folks at least as we roll past April.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So I guess one other question. Well, when you and I met, you and your team, I think, came more out of the financial background, and certainly had a great track record of putting on events in that space. And you decided to go into the B&B space, B2B space. Why marketing? Why was that the vertical that you picked?
It's an interesting question, and it's been fun for us. I think we wanted to ultimately, we'd sort of experienced some of those themes in our previous lives organizing financial services conferences. And the industry is so strictly regulated, the rules governing how institutions interact, raise some interesting questions for us, and we're surrounded by marketing all day, every day. And we thought it would be quite exciting to find out how it unfolds in other sectors and also between sectors. And so we thought this would be interesting to delve into. I'd say it started as kind of a question that we couldn't quite get out of our heads. And then, since we thought it would be interesting to invite some feedback from the experts, and the rest is history.
Yeah. Well, we're excited about it, and listeners will be hearing more as we do those interviews at the Houston Summit. Again, this has been Will Frank from IC Summits. You can find all of his information on our website at rainmaker.fm and learn more about these conferences for senior marketers coming up around the country over the rest of the year. Will, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Yep, absolutely.